K1, our community connection this morning, brought to you by First Baptist Church and by Tulsa, Bone of and Joint of Bartles Hill, and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and an opportunity to highlight the people, programs, and services of Big Brothers Big Sisters. I get to talk with Area Director Charlene Dew, and we will introduce our second voice in the room in just a bit. Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning, Charlie.
Nice to have you back in here this morning, representing one of our prominent nonprofits in town, and you've been helping youngsters around the area, not necessarily you personally, but the organization for decades.
Yes, Big Brothers Big Sisters has been serving Washington County since 1984, mm-hmm. and I've been here since 1989.
Wow, that is a long period of service to young people.
It certainly is.
you do it primarily, I'll say, the public programs. You started off just with a community match program, expanded to the schools, and now we're kind of talking about a specific local partnership with another area nonprofit.
Correct. We have a community-based program as our core, and then we have a site-based program. And in 2006, we partnered with the Low Family Young Scholars Program.
Very low, looking at that opportunity to pick up some young people and give them a helping hand along the way in form of scholarship help to a university. He started with his alma mater and then expanded that on out.
Right. Barry and Karen Lowe, through their generosity and vision, had the vision to start the Low Family Young Scholars Program with the idea of providing children of the working poor with the opportunity to have to earn scholarships for a four-year college education.
What a great plan.
And that part of their program is a mentoring program, and Big Brothers Big Sisters provides the mentoring component of that program. So we do the child enrollment, volunteer screening, match support for that program.
The things that you have decades of experience at doing very well.
Yes, when we met with them, Barry always used to say that we knew they needed us before they knew they needed us. But it's been a wonderful partnership, and I invited Marama to come with me today to talk about the program. We want to focus on getting those young people that have the opportunity for a college scholarship, and we just need the mentors to support them. We're putting some focus on that program, on recruiting the mentors for that program. I thought it was a good opportunity to highlight that.
Well, before we talk to Marama, just a moment, you're doing the same thing that you do all the time. You're finding young people in need of someone to spend a little bit of time with them, be a friend, and help them along the way. And then you do the same screening process that you do, again, have historically done, right?
Correct. It's the mentoring piece is the same as Big Brothers Big Sisters.
So that, okay.
It's just Low Family Young Scholars has some enhancement pieces that Big Brothers Big Sisters doesn't have for our regular matches, but the match support and the supervision, the screening, all of that is done at our same Big Brother Big Sister standard.
Okay, well, thank you for partnering up with them, and I get to talk with Marama. Good morning, nice to have you in here today.
Good morning, thanks for having me today, I appreciate it.
No problem at all. The scholarship program, I think it was a big hit at announcement time, and then as started off with OSU, and then I forget which came first, Oklahoma Wesleyan or RSU, but anyway, you got three universities that are hooked up with the program. The youngsters at Jane Phillips, I have seen their faces. I've been to a few of the meetings when it was first really getting started. This is an exciting thing for those youngsters.
It is great, and it's open to any student now that's attended Bartlesville Public School and Elementary School, and we don't take them now until they are in sixth grade is when we invite them to apply. But it's a great opportunity. That's one of my favorite things, is to go to that awards assembly their senior year and to get to hand out that scholarship when they finish the program. It does generate a lot of excitement. It's a pretty rewarding thing to get to do.
Well, and I think that it's just the personal satisfaction that you and the people you work with, when you realize the change that you're making in any young person's life by hooking them up with somebody who is there because they want to be there to spend some time with that young person. And if it's a benefit of a little bit of everything from study time to going see a high school ball game or whatever they want to do that particular day, it's got to be a fun experience all the way around.
Yeah, I'm amazed at the stories of our mentors, because we ask them to focus a little bit more on academics. That's the difference of the focus of our program. And when they come through the match of the Big Brothers Big Sisters, is we encourage them to focus a little bit more on academics.
But it's more than just checking up, is your homework done?
Yes, definitely that, because it's a college prep. A lot of our families, maybe it's first-generation college student, or maybe the parents didn't get to have the traditional college experience living in the dorms, and so we try to have mentors that maybe had that experience and can help the family walk through that process of how do we apply for financial aid, how do we get our student in on-campus housing, and so the mentors are there to help walk through that process, too, of going on campus tours, filling out all that paperwork, and as staff we do that too, but that mentor is really there through that process, and so they're really invested in that as well, and so it's really a celebration. That mentor is kind of an extension of the family, and we have a lot of celebration as we get those students in those to those universities, and
And
just a lot of celebration.
Absolutely. And of course, you're shepherding a group of people, and I know you care about each one of them as individuals, but your responsibility really is to the group. That mentor has only one person that they're responsible for. And that changes the dynamic, I think, you know, for them.
True.
Yeah. And so this is something you've got to be, I think, are you asking these mentors then to kind of realize that they are investing in that college prep process and some of the things that you're adding them in addition to maybe what Charlene does typically in the community program?
Yes, and that's what makes our mentor recruitment a little bit different, is we also partner in trying to recruit mentors, and then we funnel them over to Big Brothers Big Sisters for that match process and the screening. But we do ask them to be involved in that academic process, the checking on grades. In our office, we do weekly grade checks on all of our students. And if there's concerns, those mentors are included in all the emails we're sending the families. So we have a GPA requirement for our students, and the mentors are included in all communications on grades. And so we ask our mentors to be involved in grade checks. They have access to the student's grade, the login information from the school. And so our mentors are asked to be very active in the academic process and the college prep process, which is different from Big Brothers Big Sisters. They don't have quite the same academic focus, so we do encourage that in our recruitment, that we are going to ask you to be heavily involved in the academic side and the college prep side.
And I'm sure Charlene would say, and she says nodding her head, that those all things are important to her program. They're just not the upfront number one, two, and three focus.
Right. And we encourage our mentors to try to do activities that are maybe focused on career exploration. Not exclusive that that's the only thing they're allowed to do, but we do also encourage that of trying to do things that expand our kids' horizons to possible careers. A lot of times they get focused on hearing a job that is tied to a high salary, mm-hmm. and have no idea how to get there, or even if they might be good at it or even like that. And so we encourage a lot of career exploration activities too, maybe going to the zoo, but learning what types of jobs there are, and not just, hey, I want to work here because I heard I could make a lot of money. And so some of those things are what make our programs a little bit different in what we ask of our mentors, but why it's still a good fit.
Well, I'm going to take that going to the zoo analogy, and Charlene can defend her point of view, but I know that she would say that going to the zoo might be a fun activity for a little and a big to go do together for bonding time and spending a time together and building adult relationship. But you're also, in my opinion, saying, okay, if we're going to go to the zoo, we might talk about what type of jobs are available at the zoo and what kind of academic preparation for those jobs would be required.
Right, and I bring up going to the zoo because one of our students that's currently in college, when she was actually in high school, she wants to be a veterinarian. So her big called the zoo and explained the circumstance and actually got a behind-the-scenes tour and got it to talk to some of the keepers. And so her little got to actually talk to some of the zoo staff. So her big, knowing the interest, went above and beyond just a zoo visit and actually called ahead and made some arrangements for her little to talk to some of the staff at the zoo and get kind of a behind-the-scenes tour to learn more about the actual function of taking care of animals at the zoo, knowing that her student is going to college to pursue veterinary medicine.
And yet I have a feeling that big made that visit to the zoo academically challenging but a whole lot of fun.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, you have a lot of fun with those stories that you, as you get them back from the bigs or from the students themselves. You're keeping track of what's going on.
Oh, I do. We have fantastic mentors. That's why the partnership with Big Brothers Big Sisters is fantastic, because they have so much experience matching mentors with students based on those interests. And so these stories are able to happen because they have the experience of this mentor is interested in this, the student has this interest, and really putting together quality matches for our students and for the mentors. And so we've really been able to have some fantastic matches because they have the experience of putting those bigs and littles together. And that's why it's been such a fantastic experience. And that's why we're celebrating this 10-year anniversary of this partnership and why it's working so well.
Do you also ask your bigs to be open to, I'll say, changes or interests that their little would express along the way? Maybe that student had expressed an interest in veterinary medicine, but maybe something along a conversation says came up with an application of, I don't know, veterinary medicine. Well, you mentioned at the zoo, but I was trying to think of something else in some other field that was still connected, to find all those different connections for that veterinary student.
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage exploration in careers as much, or if the mentor is not able to provide that experience, to let us know, because we have quarterly meetings for our families, and so we do career exploration for the group as a whole. And so sometimes if we know of interest, we'll try to bring in community speakers for our whole group, because there may be other students in the group that don't know that may be interested in that. So and we go on university tours and things like that. So if there's something that a mentor can't provide, you know, we encourage that open dialogue to let us know. And if we as a program can provide that experience, then we might be able to provide it to the group as a whole.
Okay. We're going to take a short break, and we will continue a Community Connection brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center and by Tulsa Bone and Joint and First Baptist Church in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
There's always something good happening at the Bartlesville First Baptist Church. Coming up July 11th through the 16th is Falls Creek Youth Camp. Register now. And July 11th through the 14th, plus August 1st through the 5th, is the Cross Timbers Children's Mission Adventure Camp. Registration going on now. For more information about the First Baptist Church events calendar, call 918-336-6172.
Continuing our Community Connection, again, the relationship between the Lowe Family Young Scholars and Big Brothers Big Sisters, and spending a little bit of time this morning with Merriman Bales and also Christine Dew, or Charlene Dew. I don't know where I got the Christine. I apologize, Charlene. You know, I've known you longer than that. I know your name. But you offer enhancements, I guess is the best word for what I think we're talking about, above and beyond what the typical big and little match is, because of the way Barry kind of designed the program, right?
Absolutely. We feel that our students need to learn how to operate to be members of a community once they graduate from the university. Our goal is not just to get them to college, but we want to get them through college and then know how to operate in a community. And so we do quarterly service projects in the community. So there's a couple agencies that we've partnered with. They already are doing community service projects, and we partner with them. Every spring, we go clean out the kiddie park, get it ready for opening season, because they're operating at a great service to the Bartlesville community. Everyone loves to take the little kids out to the kiddie park, and so we have fun. We go clean that up. That's a great big little activity that we do, go rake all the leaves from the fall. And then in return, they cook hot dogs for us, and it's kind of just a great opportunity for the littles and their families and the bigs all to get together. And we go fill, do work with Pack the Backpacks. Mm-hmm. Some of our students have been recipients of that, some haven't, but it's a great chance for them to just give back and realize other students may be in need of services. Well, then for us, we do a fundraiser in the fall. This September, we'll have a Race for Education, September 17th at Johnstone Park. And I know Big Brothers Big Sisters will have their fundraiser coming up in August. So to chances to also support our organizations if mentoring maybe is not a chance for you. So our students volunteer at our own fundraiser because that's a chance to say, hey, here's a chance to give back. You're enjoying the program. And then we also help the Salvation Army in November when they fill their food boxes. Our students and families, we always encourage our bigs to come to those. And so that's just to help them have a sense of community, that there's chances to get involved in whatever community you go work in. Mm-hmm. And so instilling in that when they're young to look for chances to get involved.
She said some great stories coming out of that. I can see, you know, just in my mind, the youngest is talking about, you know, when they were age whatever they were, having fun at the kiddie park, or mm-hmm. some of those other common experiences that they can share just in conversation as they're doing the work.
Yeah.
And, of course, being a mentor is a commitment of, among other things, time and
right.
regular times, spending time at about the same appointed hour every week or whatever. So it's an opportunity for people who maybe don't have the weekly, daily, monthly time, but want to help with their funds at a fundraiser to help you guys out.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I've also noticed on teenagers, you know, sometimes it's hard if you're just trying to sit down, maybe have a meal with them to get them to talk. But suddenly when you get them at a volunteer event and you're just working side by side, suddenly they just start talking and opening up, and they're busy and they don't realize they're talking. And so it's really fun to go to these activities where suddenly they're just busying and they're chatting, and whether it's with one another or with their bigs, and you kind of just watch them branch off from their families and just have fun and open up. And at some of these activities, I've heard them say more at that one activity than in the year I've known them. And so it's a chance for me to get to see their personality as well and to joke around a little bit and get to know them, so that when they do have issues, they'll come talk to me in the office and let me know I'm struggling with class or I need help with this, because in college we're still available to them. So those activities are also great because they kind of put their guard down and they get to trust us, and it's just a fun.
Oh, yeah.
And let them know that volunteering is fun as well.
Well, and Charlene, go ahead and jump in here.
I was just going to say that we very much encourage those mentors to stay with that match through the first year of college, mm-hmm. because even the, you know, with the best circumstances going into college, it's a big adjustment, and there's lots of opportunities for that to go awry. And we really want, with all the investment that we've put into between the two programs, getting that student to qualify and earn that scholarship, we want them to be successful. And several mentors have continued to support their little during that first year and beyond. And Marama can speak to the number of students that are in college now, as well as have already graduated and benefited from this opportunity that they would not have had it not been for the Low Family Young Scholars Program.
Well, surprised that no matter how well you describe that first year of college to a student, it's different when they're experiencing it themselves.
Absolutely. That first year is rough. But yeah, we've had two graduates so far. And that's just because a lot of the students, and the program was started in 2006. So some of those students were very young when they were able to enter the program. And last year we had six graduate from high school that just entered college. So last year we had six at Oklahoma Wesleyan, we had three at Rogers State, and two at Oklahoma Wesleyan. Like I said, we've had two graduate from college completely, and this fall we're hoping there's two more on track to graduate, so we'll add that. And we had 14 in the public school system that are working their way up to college, and so those numbers are always fluctuating. And currently we have 10 that are waiting for mentors, but two of those 10 are being matched currently, so we're looking for 8 mentors, but there's a couple more this fall that will be needing mentors. So we're always on the lookout for mentors. Every spring we accept anywhere from 4 to 6 new students on average, so it's always a constant cycle of needing new mentors. And that's just for the Low Family piece of the program. Big Brothers Big Sisters is always needing mentors for their other aspects of the mentoring program as well. And so the mentoring recruitment cycle is always ongoing. And so if you're hearing this thinking, oh, I'd love to mentor, but I can't right this very second, like, keep that in mind, because it's always an ongoing cycle. Like, we're not just here saying we need mentors right now. It's an ongoing cycle. But right now, just in the Low Family Young Scholars piece, we have 8 students that we're trying to get matched up in the next 2 months, just because they've been waiting get them matched up for this academic year.
And I feel relatively safe saying if you found matches for those eight, you'd find eight more.
That would be fantastic because they have other students that are waiting to have bigs as well.
Yeah, Charlene, that's a continuing problem for you, and you happily accept this for this challenge to continually be out here, like today, asking we need more mentors, right?
Right. I think that, you know, Bartlesville is a somewhat unique community and has a big heart and, you know, has a lot of giving. And we just really need people to be willing to give their time as well, because the time that's invested in the life of a young person is a legacy.
Yeah, it is. Charlene, if somebody hears this, if this is they have professional skills, they have life skills, they've been to university, whatever they think they can bring to this match, can they specifically volunteer for the Low Family Scholars?
Yes. At the time that that a prospective volunteer comes in, we always talk about the you know, we talk about what the commitment is and the community-based program, the site-based program, the Low Family Young Scholars program, and help them to decide what's the best fit for them. Because sometimes we have someone who comes in and they want a community-based match, but they're unaware that, gee, you know, yes, I'd really love to do the Low Family because my heart's in education, or this is an opportunity for me to help somebody get a college education in a different way. So we always talk about all three of the program opportunities. And I think that, you know, there is more focus in the Low Family Young Scholars Program on the educational piece, because the requirements, the students that are in that program have to qualify whatever those college standards are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but that also reaches out to prospective mentors who really either came from education field or have a special heart for education, that really want to see that happen.
And yeah, so this is something that, again, starts as easily, and it's not necessarily easy for someone to step forward, but it's as easily as a phone call or stopping by your office and finding out more.
Right, because both Marma and myself, we'd be happy to talk with people, and we really want people coming into the program who understand what the commitment is and who are ready to make that commitment. There's no high pressure. You know, if you call for information, we're not going to sort of rope you into something you weren't planning on.
You're not going to call them every 6 days or blast their email.
No. And I think if there are people listening to this that, you know, it just doesn't fit into their lifestyle or right now is not good for them, I would say, you know, think about the people that you know, because everybody knows somebody who would be a great mentor in any one of these three opportunities, and talk to them and encourage them to get more information.
Okay. I guess if you want to volunteer, let's start with a phone number and contact for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we'll get a little bit more on the Low Family here in just a moment. But
our Big Brother Big Sister number, I'll just give my direct line, is 918-213-4524.
And I am Low Family Young Scholars. If people would just like to find out more information, I just was on your website briefly this morning, and there's some information, but if people want to find out more about that program, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Absolutely. If they just want to call our office, it's 918-766-6675. We're happy just to have a conversation and just to echo what Charlene said. We would love for people just to call and just ask questions. We want it to be a good match, and so it's nothing that we would ever want to pressure anyone into. We would rather people just call and ask questions and find out more information and share stories, and just, it is truly about finding a good match, because we want it to be a good experience for the mentor as well as for the student.
Thank you.
About protecting both of their interests, and so it's really something that we love people to call and ask questions about, and usually it's something we actually will even go have a sit-down conversation just to make sure people understand it. So if you're at all interested, just call and ask for more information. And we love to have the conversation, because really it's about protecting both parties' interests. And so just call and get more information if you're at all interested.
Okay.
And Big Brothers Big Sisters will be having the big event.
Good.
August the 27th. The theme is Renaissance this year. So we're busy doing that. And as Marma said, it's an opportunity to support the organization, both organizations with their fun run and our dinner and auction.
Okay, thank you so much. Two worthwhile organizations that deserve your attention, and it all involves, first of all, just being a friend. That's a community connection this morning on K1.
1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Dear friends, let us love one another.